back with bitches. Leo Hunter's at the wheel, putting everyone in stitches. Bragging about some nursing screwed while driving through Nebraska. When she came, she honked the horn, and Neil just barely missed the truck. And then he asked her if she'd like to come like that to California. You see a redhead in a uniform will always get you horny. And we had the hairnet and those white shoes and a name tag in her hat. She drove like Andy Granatelli, knew how to fix a flat. And Jack was almost at the bottom of his MD 2020. Neil was yelling out the window, trying to buy some pennies from a Lincoln full of Mexicans. And the left rear tire blowed, and the sons of bitches put near who almost ran us off the road. And while the nurse had spilled the manischewitz all up and down her dress, and then she lit the map on fire, and Neil just had to guess. Should we try to find a bootleg route or a filling station open? The nurse was dumping out a person looking for an envelope. Jack was out of cigarettes, and as we crossed the yellow line, and the gas pumps looked like tombstones from here. And it felt lonelier than a parking lot when the last car pulls away. And the moonlight dressed the double-breasted foothills in the mirror, weaving out a negligee and a black brazier. And the mercury was running hot, and we were almost out of gas. And just then Florence Nightingale, she dropped the drawers and stuck her fat ass halfway out the window to a Wilson Pickett tune, and shouted, "Get a load of this," gave the finger to the moon. Scabble with that desire, scabble with thee. Down to Philadelphia, man. Got to mug my kids dead down. Where the chug was the board to your door, whistling Dixie in the car. And Neil was doing Lisa 100 when we saw a falling star. And Florence wished that Neil would hold her instead of chewing on his cigar. Jack was nodding out and wishing he was in a bar with Charlie Parker on the bandstand, and not a worry in the world, and a glass of beer in one hand and his arms around a girl. Neil was singing to the nurse underneath the Harlem moon. And somehow you could just tell we'll be in California soon.